to-know news. Here we go. U.S. health officials confirmed a 15th case of the coronavirus in the U.S. The person is under federal quarantine in Texas after they arrived in the country on February 7th on a State Department chartered flight from Wuhan, China. So that's going to be a fun way to spend your Valentine's Day.
It's so scary. And like, I feel like everyone who has gone to China within the past month has like kind of been infected with this, which just makes you think like really how many people in China have it.
Oh, there's tons. There's tons. And hopefully they're getting that under control.
Crazy.
I'm just worried a little bit about flying. Not that this place has it, but I'm going to Costa Rica coming up on vacation.
Ooh.
And I don't know that they have it there, but I'll be in airports. I'll be flying.
Right. Dude, airports are so scary when it comes to germs and stuff like that. But I just watched someone's Instagram video and they have these seat covers that they like pack up into a small little bag, and then when you get to your seat you can lay it on top of it so you don't actually have to be touching anything on the airplane seat or the armrest. Make sure you bring hand sanitizer. I would wear a mask.
I'm gonna hold my breath through TSA. That's all I'm gonna do, like on the flight and everything. American Airlines passenger, her name is Wendy Williams, not the TV personality, says that she wants to prosecute the man and fire the flight attendant that she dealt with the other day over the whole the guy bumping her seat because she was leaning back.
I had my hand raised as I was videoing him so that I would get the flight attendant's attention. And she came over to me kind of huffy and just said, "Well, what?" I said, "The guy behind me is purposefully and repeatedly hitting me like a child." And her response was to go back to him. I didn't hear what he said. He mumbled something. I'm assuming it was that I videoed him. And she was like, "Oh, it is tight back here. I'm so sorry." And then I was sitting there like, is she kidding me? I want to know who he is. I would like to press charges against this man because I was assaulted on that plane, and American Airlines, I would like the flight attendant Loretta fired.
Okay. I just assume she has like the "can I talk to your manager" haircut.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that vibe from her. I just feel like it's like very American to, if something goes wrong, just find someone to sue about it.
The guy was being a turd, like punching her seat, but she was leaned all the way back. I believe he was like in the last row. There's no room.
That is so annoying.
You can't lean your seat back like that. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just that's the case. Maybe if you're in first class, you have a little more room, but everything else, you're like a sardine. You got to be considerate of other people. It's not just about yourself.
And I feel like, of course, she's like, "Oh, I did nothing wrong. This person did something wrong. I want to sue her."
Okay.
I'm annoyed.
Well, we gotta talk about that lawyer fee. But you can see that video. I'll put it up at joemckenzie.com. Now, this is kind of funny, too. A Madison City, Alabama superintendent, his name is Robbie Parker. He went on social media, and he kind of teased parents and poked fun because they wanted him to close school for the day. I guess there was a lot of strong storms in the area and some rain, possible flooding. And here's a video he posted.
I had my hand.
No, just kidding. That was the old lady. This is what he said.
"I bet I got 1,000 messages from y'all. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tic-Tac, all the different kind of things. Y'all aren't gonna melt. The weather's fine. If it's a bad snow, even though it don't bother me, I'm gonna get you out. But a little bit of rain, come on now, guys. Come on. Y'all would be ashamed of yourself sending me all that stuff."
Yeah, on that Tic-Tac, I mean, come on.
Wait, that was so sweet. Sounds so nice.
You got a southern voice. No matter what you do, it sounds good. And this is an insane letter that a six-year-old boy wrote to an angry teacher. I can only imagine, if you're an educator, what you deal with sometimes with kids. But this is what a teacher got. I guess the teacher had the kid write a letter to her and wished that she'd go to hell after he was punished in class. Listen to this. The boy said his teacher took 25 hummingbird bucks. I guess maybe the school,
was
the thing. He earned because he was talking to a friend in class. It sounds like me. He wrote that his teacher was a thief and would be going to hell. He continued, quote, "I worked hard for those bucks, and my only prayer," I guess in chapel, so maybe it's like a Christian school, "today was that God gets you to hell fast."
Oh my gosh, what an aggressive little kid.
He ended the letter by telling his teacher that the new haircut she had was really, really bad. So I don't know if the boy's gonna be in trouble or not, but God, little kids, they don't care. They'll do whatever.
I know, and you know that like her haircut probably is bad because kids do not hold back with that kind of stuff. That actually happened to me in school one time. I was in third grade. My teacher yelled at me. And so I wrote my friend a note that said, "I hate Mrs. B." And I literally underlined it, and then she took the note away.
Liv.
She saw me writing it and she's like, "What's this?" And she read it and I felt I still cringe about it until this day. I had to write an apology letter to her. My mom made me, and I had to give it to her the next day. Oh, so cringeworthy.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I hope Miss B can forgive you because I can't. And I'm putting this photo up online at joanmckenzie.com, but I want Liv and Pork Chop to look. Is this a dog, a goat, or a pig? Give me your reaction. Three, two, one.
A pig?
Okay.
It's a dog.
Okay, you need to decide. There's a viral photo going on right now. People are kind of creeped out by it. Do you see a dog, a goat, or a pig? And I'll tell you what it actually is.
Wait, yeah, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you if you go to joanmckenzie.com.
Oh, my gosh.
If I told you now, why would you go?
I know.
What's the point?
I'm going right now.
Come on, we need those web hits. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. And finally, today is Library Lovers Day and National Organ Donor Day. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Ready!
All right, it's coming up after Posty and Young Thug. Goodbyes.